Beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy, and later with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72, Channel 1 right. Beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy, and later with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72. Now, Faye and Miss Daisy stand on the ramp and talk about the marigolds. The rabbit ate them, most a good many of them, last night, before they come on in. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 right. Beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy. And later with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72.
Remember when you had this much arthritis?
No. Well, you see, I'm getting older.
Oh, Miss Daisy, that doesn't matter.
Well, you don't have it. You don't have arthritis. You don't have these aches. But there ain't many folks that it ain't started on.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Well, they say, the doctor said he can't kill. There's no cure for it. You just have to do the best you can. You know what I think? Who I think about oftentimes? Ms. Richardson.
Yeah.
You know, she had it a long time.
Yeah.
Long time before she left here.
Yeah.
So
it is hot. The weather's hot. It hurts you?
Do it hurt me?
Uh-huh.
No. Don't nothing hurt. If it's cold, it don't hurt. It take them spells. Now, I don't hurt like that all the time. Sometimes you don't hurt it all. Then comes a spell of aching. Sometimes I don't feel it. But when I feel it, it gives me a good lick.
And that's what's happened this week.
Yes. This week.
Well, but you could hold a little bit.
Just a little bit. Hold a little bit. And I quit. Okay. You know, I think this is the best thing you can get a hold of in the morning. Coffee.
Well, I thought maybe since you were having a little pain, why you'd like that.
I like coffee anytime.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for me.
Now, this whole week you haven't felt very peppy.
Haven't felt good. Well, I had to go to Gainesville yesterday. I went up there to get my stamp my daughter decided to buy them for me.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, she bought them. So I had to go get them. And was going, well, then I got me some groceries, you see. So I'm sitting pretty, all but pains.
Well, I was, I'm sure glad you got your groceries, and I thought that might be where you were going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she bought them. He carried me after. Well, my ticket, me or him, can get them.
Uh-huh.
So he had to go up there Monday for something. So I give him the ticket and he got the stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So he carried me back yesterday to get my groceries.
Well, you just can't afford not to get those stamps because it means so much.
That's what you say. Daisy, you can't, Mr. Miles told me last week, Daisy, you can't miss them stamps. You just got to have them. I say you can't have them if you ain't got nothing to get them with. But my daughter, she bought them. And give them to me. I don't have to pay her money back.
Oh.
She just give me the stamps.
Now you won't have to have so much on the books down at Fred's.
No. I don't intend to put nothing else on there this month.
And then you can get ahead.
Yes. That's what I said. I could kind of get ahead and get them because I ain't going to. I got my coffee, my milk, and just got my groceries up there. Well, I don't have to go there this month to take up a thing. I can go on with what I got yesterday until time for my next stamp. Because what happened, I had some insurance on the children, so I cashed the policies in. And so the agent brought me some money yesterday. Well, you see, that helped me to catch up. That helped me lots. So I said to what I've been carrying on the children's, I'm going to lay it down there, and that's where it'll rot. They're not going to pick it up. And I'm not going to try to carry it no longer. I'm just going to try to care a little bit on myself in my house. That's all. So, if he dies, it's not my responsibility. It belongs to the family.
Oh, you were still carrying insurance on the children?
On the children. And nobody gives me a dime. I said, I'm too big a black fool to keep doing this. If I keep doing this, and they're making 50 over dollars a week and won't give me a dime. I said, it's their business if they don't take it, take care. Now Ben, he carried insurance on Aaron. They never give him a dime. But when he died, the insurance died. All the money he done put in it, well, it died. They would now take it. I ain't gonna let it down me if I can help it. Down them. But Miss Myers, you know, I think about it sometimes. You don't know what you're raising your children for. You give them all your time and energy and everything raising up. You don't know what he's gonna be. You know what you want him to be, and he's going to be far from that. You see, I raised a bunch of them. So like Doris and Elizabeth was talking one day, I often think about that. And Doris said to Elizabeth, said, well, I raised you so you could do that. Elizabeth said, you didn't raise me. Grandma raised me. So when you come home, I was big enough to wash my house. Well, Doris couldn't dispute it. So she haven't had much trouble with her children until they growed up. Now Elizabeth takes care of herself and her family. She got four children. But she's going to try to see that they're cared for. Well, it's nice. She got a good job. And she don't throw it all away. She may throw away some, but I think the most of it, she puts it where she can see it tomorrow. Aaron, he work hard and stay in a tight.
Oh, he does.
All the time. Got the wrong woman for a wife. She had a daughter. Well, I think she had two children. When he run up with a girl and a boy. Well, the girl, well, it's not unusual. She mostly hangs around her mom for a mom to take care of. All right. When Aaron got her, this girl was there. She hardly ever know where the boy is, unless he get in jail or somewhere. Then he called. Well, he knows she's going to give every dime she can get to help him out. If he can. Well, half of the time, she don't work. Nobody working but Ava. So I said to him one time, I said, you have no right to take care of Carolyn's children and her grandchildren. I said, the girl's old enough to have a baby. I said, she ought to be old enough to try to see it. Well, she wouldn't work either. But Aaron had all that to see after. He said to me like this. He said, well, Grandma said it's hard, but the woman had her there when I went got rid of her, and the baby was there. So I couldn't just throw him out. If I, and I said, well, that's your business. I said, take care of it. Little Belle, sorry. She had a baby when Aaron and her mom started together. Well, that baby's daddy, he won't the baby. But she won't let him have it. Well, I say I think it's nice for him, because you hardly will find men that want children, want to take care of them. I said, but that's their business. I said, the baby would be better off if he had it, if he'd take better care of it than she do. I said, but that's her baby. I said, he don't know if it's his or not. I said, but she knows it's her. I said, she wants it. I said, I believe I'd be the same way. I'd want it. So they's all piled up there together in Georgia somewhere. Aaron taking care of him when he was down here. He had lost so much weight. Oh, but he won't lose it. You can't do nothing with a grown person. You just let him alone. That's all. I don't care who Charlie is. You can't do nothing about it. I think Aaron is Bob. I think it must be about 30 some years old.
How old is he?
He had a bush day sometime. And it was just this month. Mm-hmm. Might be done being. I know Doris spoke about it last week. She was in the bed Saturday and Sunday, sick with the flu or something. She had a tub or she was sick, but she stayed in. And so I asked one day, I said, well, Doris, when are you hearing from Aaron? She said, I ain't hearing from him in some time. I said, but I've got to write him. I'm got to send him a card. Say, Aaron, have a birthday next week. I said, yeah. She told me 30-something years old. Now, her first child, I think she's 36 this month. Her first child. Ain't man home.
No child there.
No child there. Benjamin, Samuel. He come. How did he come? Saturday morning or Friday night. But anyway, he stayed with us till Sunday night. He stayed with all day Saturday.
While she was sick?
Yes, and all day Sunday. As I tell her, well, one time in life you can get them together. So get sick. So he's supposed to be back now today to see how she's getting along. Cause she went to work Monday. But I'm glad of one thing, Miss Molly. They ain't none of them lazy. All of them are worried and ain't got sense enough to take care of the money.
That's the trouble.
That's the trouble. They work and make it, but they ain't got sense enough to take care of it. None of them. Dottie's Buddy.
What do you think Buddy does?
Buddy, I think he puts his money to pretty good care. If they ain't doing nothing but laying down in his pocket. Of course, he'll have it there and say he ain't got it. And then they don't get it. But one thing he do, he has to take care of the house. He buy groceries, make payments on the house. He take care of the light bill and all these things. He's responsible for that. Doris helps, but the main one is him. Children don't help. Well, I guess they'll do like Doc. When you get where you can't help yourself, then I'll step in and help you. I got where I couldn't buy my stamps. I missed them 2 months.
2 months you missed
them? Mm-hmm. So, she bought them. I didn't know she was going to buy them. Nobody come up Monday morning. He says, I'm going to Gainesville, so give me your ticket so I can get your stamps. I said, I ain't got no money for it. He said, I didn't ask you for no money. But I said, I was going to get your stamps. I give him the ticket. So, he brought the stamps. He said, now, I'll get your stamp today and I'll take you to get your groceries in the morning. That would be Tuesday morning. I said, all right. So I went down there to Doris's Monday evening. She said, did Buddy tell you to get your groceries today? I said, mm-mm. She said, didn't he get your ticket? I said, yes. I gave him the ticket. He asked for it. I said, he told me this. He was going to get the stamps today and tell me at Mabosa's another time. And that would make the time short, you see. She said, I told him to tell you and get your tickets and get you some groceries in the house. I'm tired of hearing you say it. You ain't got no groceries. And I said, well, he didn't tell me. But early yesterday morning, he come. It asked me like, well, they said, well, what time you be ready to go in the morning? I said, whenever you get ready. He said, well, we'll go by 7:30. Said, I think it opens up about 8. And we'll go straight to the store. So he did. We was back home about 10:30. I appreciated that. Yeah. Now I can cook in my own house when I get ready. Or cook it and eat it when I cook. I told him. I said, well, I sure thank you. I said, but I ain't been hungry now day yet. All day. I said, Miss Mars, she give me milk, she give me soup, she give me meat, she give me sweet potatoes, and she gives me first one thing and another.
And now that you've cashed in on your children's insurance, that'll give you a little something to hold
just
back.
To hold back. Because you see, I'm not going to try to hold them no longer. I'm going to do it.
Well, I thought I heard somebody in here.
Oh, a long time ago. You're about ready to go home.
He lazy this morning, getting in.
How about
maybe
that?
Don't feel good. Maybe like me.
You got something? Mm-hmm. You got something?
Got something.
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about?
Where are your specs?
I'm looking for them today, Mr. Maher.
Looking for them? How are you going to see them? Well,
I don't know where I'm going to see them or not. They said that he said he had to order some pieces from, you know, these things holding him. He broke.
Oh, you got the order of the yes.
And no. She told me that he said he had to order some pieces so he could fix them.
Yeah.
Mm. So she said he said he hoped to have the pieces Monday. But I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. I'll tell him I'm glad I can see a little bit.
Yes, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Uh-huh, I can see a little bit.
Yes. Can you use Ben's glasses?
Ben's glasses. Ben didn't know I
he
didn't
have old glasses, did he?
No.
Well, I got an old pair. Might help you.
Say you got an old pair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you going to do, loan them to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since I'm doing very well, you better keep the glasses, because I might drop them and break them.
Again, you're not.
And I can't replace them.
Can't trust you. Say, when's she going to get them food stamps? Going to let another month go by?
Well, she was just telling me a little bit about what happened. She'll have to tell you.
She got some. Oh, she got some. Miss
Dana,
how do all these other people pay for theirs? They not got much money either. Now, last time we were talking about Susanna. Has she got enough money to buy food stamps?
I don't know. I don't hear tell of her going at none. I don't know. I don't know what Susanna doing.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Well, I just thinking of her, you know, we was talking about her. She don't come down to the store much now.
I think she's... I don't know. I think she's getting from Rick.
Yeah. But she's been down that store many times, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. I've seen her lots of times. She may be coming down there now. She may come when you ain't there.
And every time you used to see her, she was rattling away?
Yes, right. That's right. I ain't seen her in a long time. But she still come to the store. The last I heard of her, she was coming.
But you have seen her down there many a time.
Too many times. I see her there when she could come herself.
Yes.
And then I seen her there since somebody would have to bring her.
Now, did she, when back then, Miss Daisy, when she went to the store, well, she didn't dress up like she did when she went to church.
Well, she can dress up to go to the store. Good. She goes to the store like she go to the field.
Yeah.
When she get ready to go to church, well, it was a different story.
Yeah. You know, that's a funny thing. Now, you never dress like you did anymore. You never dress anymore like you did when you went to the field.
No. Not exactly.
You have to tidy up a little bit more when you work over here. You've been a long time since you dressed like you did when you went to the field.
It's been a long time since I went to the field.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, but when you went to the field, you just wore old baggy clothes.
Well, I tell you, when I went to the field, I tried to go clean. I tried to go presentable. I wore my everyday clothes, but they were washed and ironed and starched.
Oh.
I never did appreciate going so shabby.
Really?
I always liked it myself, and I wanted myself to look neat and presentable. Nothing fine but things clean.
Susanna didn't care how she looked.
No. Nope. Susanna didn't hardly ever iron.
Yeah.
No. If she got them washed, the air would iron them if she was going to the field or something like that. She didn't
feel that. Well, now, that's what I was used to.
What?
Like Susanna.
Like Susanna.
Yeah.
If you get washed, the air on them.
Yeah.
Well, I always washed and ironed my clothes. Of course, nah, I don't iron everything, but I still iron some things. I used to iron all the clothes I wore, my bed clothes, Ben's clothes. I always iron Ben's clothes. His shirts and his white pants. And folks used to get at me about it.
Yeah?
Say, well, Daisy, why you take time and iron Ben's overall? You know they used to make them with an apron.
Yeah.
Why do you take time? Ben's overhauls and his work shirts, his jumpers and things. I said, you know what? I swore I want him to look like something. I said, do it because I want him. I said, that's the way I want it. I said, he can't do it. And I can't. So when I wouldn't do it, ain't nothing but time thrown away. I said, well, it ain't nobody's time but mine.
Yeah. Well, now, you mean way on back you did that?
Oh, yes.
Well, who'd you get that from, Banks?
Hmm?
Where did you get all that? From Banks?
No. I ain't got nothing from Banks. Well, some of it I just picked it up. Well, you see, after I married, well then, I just wanted to do it. I was able to do it, and I wanted to do it.
Did you get it from your mama?
Well, some of it. My mama would iron my daddy's shirts and things like that. She was one of them kind that wanted all her clothes pressed and everything. She said she could take care of them better. Could put them away better than she could with all them wrinkles in them. Well, I remembered that. You can.
So you took after your mama?
Mm-hmm. After my mother.
What did people call her? Miss Lula?
So what did they call her? Some of them called her Lula, and some of them called her Sis Lula.
Sis Lula.
Some. Miss Lula. Different things. All them, like Doris and Old. They call her Lula.
Yeah.
Her, huh?
Bessie called her Lula.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was a fine lady.
Who that?
Bessie.
Talking about Mama?
Yeah.
Well, she was.
She must have thought a lot of her.
She
was
smart. She was smart. My mother would.
But Susanna wasn't like your mama at all.
No, she wasn't like Mama. My mama worked when she was raising her children. And time for her to get out of that house. That's because she went to see you. She'd go to see you. Right in the field. But she'd come home every noon and see about the children. I shouldn't see no more of them until that night.
Yeah.
And she would go to work, lock the door, and lock us up in that house.
Yeah?
She never had nobody to care for her children but me.
Oh.
I'm the first born, and as soon as I got up big enough, I took care of them.
Oh.
The children. Didn't have nobody to take care of me but my mom.
Yeah.
So the way she took care of me, when she had to go to work, she'd lock us up there in that house.
Yeah.
In them times, Mr. Miles, folks fed the children and nursed them from their breast. She come home at noon and nurse the baby and feed it, put it to bed. He was there then till night. Cause she knocked off in the evening. And my mama never had no sick children. Her children wasn't sick.
Oh.
She had good, healthy children.
And she didn't spoil them, did she?
Quoi?
She didn't spoil them.
No, sir. She didn't spoil them.
No, that's something. She didn't spoil you.
No, she didn't spoil them.
Well?
I took care of the horses' children. And I didn't spoil them. I'd get them up in the morning and give them the bath and feed them and give them the milk. Put them to bed. Now, that's a little. That's Jay's child. I had her from a month old.
Oh.
Now, she was the best baby. I could get her up in the morning and bathe her and dress her and feed her and put her back on the bed. They didn't have baby beds then. Your baby had to stay where you stay. And she'd lay there and play until she put herself to sleep. I was going out. If I were washing, I could go ahead on with it. She didn't cry much. When she cried, she'd be hungry. But she'd lay there sometime till 12 o'clock and after. I'd be done cook my dinner. We'd be done eating everything. Then she'd wake up. But she'd start fretting. All right, I'd feed her and give her milk and put her back there. And I'd gone on back outdoors wherever I was. She was the best baby. But that Aaron, he was the devil. That was the hardest baby to see. Excuse me, David. David was the hardest young one I ever seen in my life. He didn't get tired. Lord, I laugh at my sister heap of time. She was up here with me one time, so I had to go, what? So I left her there with the baby. At 12 o'clock, when I went home, she was sitting up there with him. He was hollering and sweating. She said to me, she said, sister, don't ask me how I feel, because I don't feel like nothing. She said, I ain't going to stay here with that baby no more. I said, why? She said, sister, that is the hardest baby I was seen in my life. Say, just holler till it sweat all under the bottom of his feet and everywhere. I said, well, you can't help that. I said, he'll stop when he gets tired. She said, don't ever get tired. She thinks about it now. And she come up here. She said, that's one. Star Scott, I don't want nothing to do with. I never have said he wore me out before he could walk.
Well, now that's a surprise. I figured Aaron would have been a fine child.
Well, he growed up to be a nice baby. But I tell you what, he would just hollering, feed him, and after he got up like that, he would have them spill.
2 or 3 years old?
Yeah. He just stopped. So I'd whoop. I'd get a switch and I'd whoop him. And when I start whooping, he'd make like he was sick on the stomach. And he'd start vomiting. It was nothing but the devil, that's all. So last one morning, I was trying to do something, and that boy aggravated me so bad, I got me a switch and I whooped him. I whooped him that morning. He hollered, he started to vomit. I said, all right. I said, that's what you want to do. I said, help yourself. I said, because if you don't hush this morning, I'm going to kill you. He ain't hollering for nothing. I said, I'm going to beat you to death. I said, that's what I'm going to do. He hushed his head, crying, and trembled like that. I throw him over there in the bed. I said, now you better stay there and you better hush. I said, I mean it. I said, if you don't, I said, I'm going to kill you this morning. I said, I'm going to finish with you in this mess. You know, he lay there and looked at me. Like a minute. He went to sleep and he slept there till after 12 o'clock. When he waked up, he never cried. That was his last spell.
Well, you know.
No, yes, it was. If he wake up, if he start crying, I'd feed him. give him water. Dry. Now put it back down that bed. He got to where he'd act like a baby otter. He stood there and played with himself till he got sleeping. He'd go to sleep and sleep a long time. I told my sister, I said, that's the one you ought to have. She said, ain't none of them like that David. He's a hard child today. That David.
Yeah.
Strong as a man. Now.
Yeah.
He can walk up to Samuel and pick him up like that and throw him across his shoulder and just go round and round with it.
He takes after his daddy.
That's what Bessie said.
His daddy's a big man, you know.
He's a big man.
Why did you have such a big man?
Uh-huh.
No, that's not your boy.
No, that ain't my boy.
Darn it, yeah. No. Was his daddy big?
Yeah, his daddy was big as his.
Uh-huh.
Got the size of him.
Yeah, he's a man.
Well, now, you take James' brother, Philip. He's a big one. He's big on Buddy.
Yeah. Is he around here?
No, he's in Clearport.
Yeah.
Moses was...
He's big too.
Big man.
Yes. He was just droopy for a long time, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Philip... Oh, that he named after his daddy.
Who? Buddy?
Philip.
Philip named after his dad.
Yeah.
I think James is just named after nobody. I don't know who James is in his family. But you know, Moses, he got sick.
Yeah.
And you remember that? You remember when Moses was so sick?
Mm-hmm.
He fell off then.
Yeah. Slowed up so much.
So they carried him to the hospital. Put him in Tampa for a while. Oh, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go, but he got so sick. His sister sent Buddy Woodward to come over there to see about it. So Buddy went. So Buddy said, he done said, Moses said, you're going to have to go to the hospital so you ain't getting no better. He said, I ain't going. Buddy said, yes, he is. Said, I'm going to put you in that car. If you ain't got sense enough to get in it to go, I'm going to put you in there and I'm going to carry.
Did you tell him that?
James. Well, you know, he could. He could put him in there.
Yes.
Moses had fell off, so, and he did put him in there.
He had to put him in.
And him and Clyde carried him to Tampa,
yeah,
to the hospital. But he stayed there a long time. He wasn't doing no good. So they moved him from there to North Carolina, to the hospital. That's where he gained his strength.
Yeah.
So he got to be fat and stout again.
Yeah.
Then way long, he taken sick again, and he died that time. So that left Buddy and Philip. That's all.
Did Philip go down to Clearwater? Back at the same time Buddy went? Way back there?
Come on, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
He was there before Moses ever took sick.
Yeah.
He was down there a long time.
Well, was he there when Buddy went down there?
When Buddy went down to Clearwater, he was there for Buddy.
He went first.
Mm-hmm. He went first.
And he stayed and Buddy come on back.
Mm-hmm. And he's still there.
must be doing all right down there.
Yes, I think he's doing all right down there. But I tell him, when I think he comes up here once in a while, I said, Philip, you're too fat to do much work. He said, well, if I had to do hard work, so I couldn't do it and care all this, I said, right you are.
he's fat.
You don't have to. You know him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's a big one. He's bigger than Buddy.
Yeah. But Buddy's solid.
Yeah, he's solid. Ain't nothing to get put.
Faye, your mama wants to visit a little bit.
Yeah. I tell you. I told Miss Daisy about that rabbit that played hopscotch in my flower. You ever have any rabbit trouble?
Do I don't know. I don't even see a rabbit.
No, too many dogs.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think them dogs would look at a rabbit if he come.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. Dogs ain't no good. They just like they boss man.
They just
running in the way, that's all.
Yeah. And they in good shape. I saw them the
other
night.
Well, you know what? Buddy, he brings scraps from over there. Every night or every morning.
See your friend? You can't see that far?
He's been up there a foot wide.
Has he?
Next morning, he'll feed him. If he don't stop down, pour it out down there, if he see him down there, he ain't to feed out there. And if he don't see him, he bring it on home and feed him next morning.
Yeah.
That's the way they live.
They live pretty well.
They live fine.
For a dog?
But it's not from the boss man's care.
No. Now, you know, I've been thinking about Suzanne ever since last week. Every now and then, I'd stop and think. I could just see her walking into that church, Miss Daisy.
See who?
Susanna.
Oh.
I could just see her walking into the church on
I
Sunday.
I don't think you see that. No other way but in a dream. I don't think she'll ever walk in there no more.
Well, I'm not talking about it now. I'm talking about...
Oh, you're talking about when she was walking in.
Oh, yes. Yes, I could just see her walking in that church with them pretty clothes on.
Oh, she wore some pretty ones.
She loved to wear clothes.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, she always worked.
Yeah.
And she didn't have no children. She didn't have nobody dressed but herself. She could afford it.
Yeah, and she loved to do it.
Miss Daisy, I remember her wearing a hat. Wearing hats.
Who?
Susanna.
Oh, yes. Well, back there we all wore hats.
Well, even when I knew her, when she'd come to the store, she'd come talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could hear her talking all the way up and when she left, and she always wore a hat.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's always laughing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And everybody she talked to was laughing.
Uh-huh. Oh, she was live. Susanna was live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was talking to herself some of the time.
Well, that's late, see.
She might was.
Well, yeah.
I talk to myself now and then too, Miss Daisy. I don't care. What's the harm in talking to yourself?
I don't think it's none. Because I talk to myself sometimes.
Everybody thinks that's so peculiar. Just anybody talking to
themselves. Some folks say it's crazy.
Yes.
Talk to yourself. Well, I said, well, maybe so. That's what I talk to myself sometimes. You know, I get to thinking about different things. Well, you know, what else that I talk to, so I mention it to myself.
Yeah, I catch myself just talking to myself just every now and then. I'll be going out there to get the cows, and I'll be talking to the cows and talking to myself.
Talking
at the same
to the
time.
Cows and talking to yourself.
Yeah, saying what I'm going to do to them and one thing or another. Because there's always some mean ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do what you want them to do. But as far to me, Susanna, does she talk all the time?
Well, yeah, she talk. Now, Florida May can talk all the time.
Does she laugh like Susanna?
Mm-hmm. Laugh to herself. She don't just laugh out.
Well, Susanna laughs. Susanna just laughs out.
Just as loud as she can.
Yeah. Oh, that must be something. Now you see, it's hard for me to realize, it's hard for me to think that them was the best times, and they won't come back.
No.
It's hard to think that.
To think about, but it's true.
And I like to think about those things.
That's right. And in thinking about them things back there, Mr. Meyer, you speak about them sometimes.
Yes, sir.
So used to do so-and-so.
Yes.
Or I used to do so-and-so. And I don't think there's no harm in that.
No.
I don't think there's no harm in that.
No, that's what they are.
Oh, she's ready to go.
Why, good morning. Good morning
to you. How you feeling this morning?
Well, not so good. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fine.
And
feeling
you're looking fine, too.
Yeah,
you're
good.
Ready.
Yeah, I put on my earrings. Get ready to go to town.
Yes, you,
when we're ready to go.
You get up and get ready.
Yeah, you know what I do? I wash the dishes.
Oh, you do?
That's my job.
Washing dishes.
And wash the dishes every morning and have to have a meal if I can get in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's how I'm no count for nothing else this life.
That's right.
Just wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess that's better than nothing, isn't it?
That's better than nothing. I'm saying one thing.
What's bothering you? You're arthritis?
It seems like I'm trying to take a cold and arthritis.
Oh, trying to take a cold?
Bad.
You mustn't have a cold now.
No, I sure don't want that.
Where's your arthritis bothering you?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
All over.
Oh.
You don't have it, do you?
Yes, I do.
That
finger just gives me fits sometimes. It hurts so bad, that finger.
That's it.
But I have another
place. Finger.
You got one finger.
Yeah. But I think it's going on cross.
I've got it in several fingers, but this one, sometimes I think it's going to quit and not hurt maybe anymore, and then it'll just give me a pain.
Well, it gives you a reset sometimes, but it comes back.
It certainly does. It just gives me a reset. Well, I don't know what makes this old arthritis come and go. I reckon it's better than coming and staying all the time.
That's right. It is.
I put old hot pads to my knees and all. I haven't had that so much since I've been down here this time.
Well, I'm glad.
You use a hot pad?
No.
You don't
I use hot water.
Well, hot water is really the best, they say.
Hot water.
And I've been taking good hot baths in the tub, too, and rubbing my knees real good with the hot pad. Some of the hot cloths and all. Well, we got some pretty days, though. It's kind of cool, though.
Some pretty days.
It's cool.
It was cool this morning.
I had to pull off a blanket. I really did. It was on the foot of the bed, and I never did get it straight.
You got on it, but you never did get it straight.
No, it got heavy on some parts, and some parts it was. What's the matter with me? I can't get that on. Do you wear earrings? Did you ever have holes put in your ears?
Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago, nearly everybody had holes made in their ears.
That's right. But I let mine grow up. I lost one of my earrings. I didn't want to go around with one, so I just let them grow up.
You thought somebody could hang you by one.
That's right.
So you just let them grow up. I never did have holes in my ears. I just grew them on.
And them so pretty.
Yeah, they bother me because they dangle. Brother thought they'd go with this pen pretty well. You know. Did she tell you about the rabbit getting all of our fault?
Yes, and showed me how to do it.
And it's not because he likes to eat them in the thing that he comes and gets them.
Just cut them down a little bit.
Just come play with them, won't it? It's a little funny thing that he does. And there's other stalks around. I don't know why he got started with doing this.
Because you don't want him to do it. Don't want him to bother.
Don't want him to bother. Just let the little old Peter Rabbit go where he wants to go, but just leave our flowers alone. Yes, sir. Do you have any marigolds up or coming up or got any planted? Anything?
Well, I hope to have some to come up, but ain't none up yet.
No, you haven't come up. No. Did you plant some seed?
Some
just come up usually. Do you save seed of anything and plant that with seed, you say?
Well, I ain't in a long time saved no seed. Nothing. Now, where I get my plants, just like I plant miracles this year.
Yeah.
Well, when they'll kill and die back and shed off.
Yeah.
Well, the seeds come up from there.
Yeah, come up from that.
That's where I've been getting mine.
Well,
I do zinnias the same way.
Zinnias.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to break off when they kind of die, you know, the seed, the flower.
And throw them in a plate.
Well, I usually save them till the next year. Sometimes I'll save them and then put them out where I want to put them. I've done that way and hadn't done very well. Some people save the seed all the time for different things that has seeds on them. I wanted some hollyhocks, but I used to have some, but I lost all of them now. And I thought, well, if I could get somewhere where they had some hollyhocks, I'd just get me some seeds.
That's right. Well, if you ever find a place, get me a paper seed.
Well, I sure will, of hollyhocks. You think
hollyhocks. I think they're so pretty. I don't have none of that.
You never have had that?
No.
They are pretty. Yes, sir. So, I don't have any right now anywhere at home. But I used to have them. And they'd come up every year.
Yes, they come up every year.
Plant while they'd come back. The stalk would come back. So I thought if I could get a start again, I'd be all right. But it's just getting a start. Of course, I guess I could buy some in the
That's where they have them for sale, I guess, mm-hmm. and trumped some plants, maybe. I think Faye did one year, but they didn't do any good. She put them in town somewhere, and I don't think they ever did do any good. She was crazy about it.
I bet she got a pretty place over there.
Well, it is right pretty little townhouse, right pretty. She, we love to kind of fool around with it and all. We planted a little tangelo, it is tangelo or something, tree, and it had some little tangelines on it last year. It's got some blooms on it now. And I planted another kind of an orange, but it came up a year or two and had little ones on it, but never did mature, and it finally died. So I was used to, every year when I come, it always get something and put it out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So put it out in town. There's a grapefruit tree that come up right on the steps in the front. And it's a great big tall thing now. And
the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. And now with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, 12th of April, 72, Channel 1 Right. The end of Channel 1 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy, and now with Mamu, this Wednesday morning, the 12th of April, 72, Channel 1...